What's up, YouTube? Welcome to the Coffee Pod. My name is Chishi Zed.
Drink the coffee, it'll make you feel better.
Woman said I had to leave him. Why? Because he was too broke. The almost, in parentheses, perfect man. That's what this video is called. No more wasting time. Let's get it.
The man who taught me what love looked like, he just got married not so long ago. But the reason why we didn't work out is because he was broke.
Damn. Well, his wife now is fine with that.
He worshiped the ground I walked on.
But.
And he taught me patience. And he taught me, he really taught me how to damn near love me.
Hold on. But how do we know he's still broke? Because my man said, well, the wife now appreciates him. I think besides all that, maybe he's not still broke. But anyways, she's talking about all the wonderful things he showed her. But he was too broke. Let's keep listening. Why?
But.
Taught me how to cook.
But.
He was chasing a dream of being a musician. He wanted to be a singer in a boy group. I supported that, everything. But I'm like, he had two kids. And I'm just like, you do need to support yourself. Like, you need to make some type of money. He was getting like a $50, $100 allowance from his manager. I was like, drive a Pizza Hut at night. I don't care.
Just so is he still trying to chase this musician dream?
He just found the woman for him.
Okay, so it didn't work out financially wise. Everything else, if he had the money, would it have worked out?
Yes.
Okay.
It would have. And if I would have met him today, it would work out.
What's the difference?
Interesting.
The difference is I was broke too at the time. Like I was barely making it by myself. And so I was like, I feel like I don't want a man in my house. And we both, like, I just, they don't make my, you feel me? Like, they don't make me, they don't turn me on.
Okay, so now since you're good for yourself, financially, you're saying now it would have worked. So you're saying you wouldn't mind supporting him.
Now I could appreciate the love that he brings, but I still don't want him to be broke.
But it's everything with him is still going to be the same. You have money now, but everything with him is still going to be the same.
You know what? Then maybe I lied.
I know you lied. I was ready to pull it out of you. Because
okay. Yeah, that one took an interesting turn for me. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I am a musician, guys. Music is a passion of mine. My grandfather taught me how to play guitar at a young age. When I got right out of high school, I have some photos here I can show you guys. I was in an indie alternative rock band. And after that, I wrote like some R&B music and currently really into Afro beats. In fact, I want to write again. It got pretty serious. I remember the first band I had, we had a management company. We had like two managers. It was the first time I came to LA for like a showcase. I was playing rhythm guitar and I also did vocals for the band. We had a lead guitarist, pianist, and a drummer. Great musicians. I say this to say I can relate to the pursuit of a musical career. I understand. And there's no money in it. There's a lot of definitely broke moments, I can't lie, that I look back on. And I'm glad I didn't experience it much because I always kept a job. I always kept a job. And that's where I sympathize with the chick to an extent. You can't be out here pursuing. See, the problem is, and guys, I can relate. You can go to Spotify right now, search Chishi Zed. You will listen to some of my music. I've been there. Still want to get back into writing here. More like Afrobeats music. But I always kept a job, and that's because I was encouraged to by men who were older than me and just had, you know, more experience. These were other musicians who said, yeah, man, just make sure you always keep a job on the side. You have to be working as you pursue your goals and dreams. Same thing with the YouTube. I was doing it both. You can't have two kids and not have a job. You got to do both. You have to do both. And so I understand where she was coming from. Now, the good thing is he found somebody who's willing to work with where he's at, which is cool. But as a man, for your own mental well-being, and just to be a better version of yourself and attract a better quality woman. And don't give me that, because I know there's people out here, oh, I don't care, bro. There are people out here still dating, right? I understand. Some of you guys are just like, nope, not dating. I don't care. That's not who I'm talking about. You work as you pursue your goals and dreams. But let's see what the people have to say. Maybe you may disagree. Comment down below. First comment to hear says, being broke with responsibilities was the issue. Chase your dreams, but you gotta take care of responsibilities. Somebody else here says, put yourself in her shoes. I don't blame her. Just wrong timing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Looks like the comment section agrees. I wasn't sure what I was going to see here. Here's somebody else who says, y'all find a problem with anything. She said he could work for Pizza Hut, but he didn't even want to do that. Yeah, you know, most times I hear chicks saying, I won't accept anything less than $500,000. That's ridiculous. I'll serve some coffee every time for a delusional chick. But this woman's like, hey, I was willing to work with him where he was at as long as he had some type of a job, which is cool. And she decided she wasn't going to deal with somebody who's broke. I understand. It's not delusion in this case, for sure. Somebody else here says, some people are skipping over the fact he had no income with the two kids. No, we're not. We're definitely mentioning that. So who was supporting those children? That's very irresponsible. Wrap it up. That's another thing, man. Wrap it up. Go to the store. Get that thing. Take care of it. Somebody else just said, that's a very honest answer. Nobody can be mad at that. Here's another comment that says, bro could at least get himself a part-time job, but I'm with her on this. Looks like most people are going to agree. Man's dodged a bullet. I mean, nah. Well, maybe. Right? Because here's the other way you can look at this. You can look at this from the perspective of he got what he wanted and so did she. That makes sense. He got what he wanted and so did she. As in, men want the type of woman who would cry with them in a cardboard box if everything went to shit. And women want the type of man who would figure out a way very quickly out of that situation. Regardless, man, you can't ignore the nature of women. The fact that what you provide monetarily, even in reason, is linked to a woman's attraction to you. Here's somebody else who says, two kids, broke, no job, and people are saying she's wrong for leaving. LOL, I'm confused. She would have been dragged if she had kids and no money. This is another fact. Somebody else who says, financial instability is the number one reason people get divorced. No, actually, I believe it's infidelity, but let's keep reading. Especially in this economy, chase a dream, but handle your business. I agree with that last sentence. Somebody else here says, I'm with my sis on this one, fellas. We got to have something. Another woman here says, she knew her worth. Struggle love is not for everyone, but she might not find another one like that. And that's the challenge, is if she's searching for that feeling, well, you're going to be searching for that for a while. Another gentleman here added in and said, wasn't that he was broke, it was the mindset. And the final comment here says, sounds like a tough decision she had to make, but her decision led him to his person and she will be sent hers. There's no loss. Well, we don't know if she'll be sent hers. We don't know what her fate is. He found someone. I wish them both the best. Listen, as always, I'm curious to know, what do you guys think? Leave your comments down below. I appreciate you for checking out yet another episode of The Coffee Pod. And should I release more music? Till next time, I'm out. Peace.